Blog Talk Radio.
On IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Books to Read. It's a show that I created a few months ago to highlight published authors out there in the United States and also worldwide who have interesting stories to bring to the table, and they do it through the written word. 646-652-4479 is the number if you're listening on live right now. Make sure you follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Also on Twitter, IMTM Radio's fairly new page, but also very important, download the Spreaker app to your phone, follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio Station page on Spreaker, and make sure you follow the show. Make sure you register for free, verify your email, all that kind of good stuff. One reason, hey, it's Friday, isn't it? Free Stuff Friday is back, y'all. Tonight I might call out a couple of names. They might win a little something. I don't know how much yet. When I say much, I mean money. Never know. I'm not buying nobody a car, though. Come on, guys. Also, the other reason is because I'm trying to get iHeartRadio to pick up my station, y'all. If you've been a long-time listener so far, you know I have several shows that I've been producing over the last year or so, and also the last 10 years overall. So it's time for me to go ahead and make that big jump. So the more followers I have on the page, closer I'll get. So I appreciate the support thus far. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number. Now, tonight, we have a particular keen subject for those that are listening. And before I get started, one of the reasons, somebody asked me the other day, why do I let my intro play the way that I do, all the way almost to the end, is because it gives me a chance to kind of, you know, give a little bit of time for those when I do have a live interview to make sure they are late or anything like that. He might get a chance to call in. So far, my guest has not called in just yet. So that being said, because I'm always semi-prepared for that, I'm going to do this. Tonight, the theme was, and no matter how old you are, you either personally have experienced it or you know someone that has experienced being bullied, right? And there is no legit way to explain how that's a cool thing, an enjoyable moment in life, right? And now that nowadays, more so than any before, in these times that we live in, we know what the possible results are from being bullied, correct? Especially with social media. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that this particular show occurred was because it's such a prevalent topic nowadays. The last 2-3 years, what we've seen in the news, you know, in regards to just, I guess you can call it hate, basically, from one young person to another, mostly. And again, let's not negate the fact that you can be bullied when you're older, too, now. But we're primarily talking about young ones, okay? And, you know, every generation is different. You know, depending on how old you are, you remember those old movies, the black and white, where the bully wore the white T-shirt and the black leather jacket and had the slit back hair and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, and their definition of picking on someone was literally like calling them a name here and there and knocking their books out their hands, right? It's not like that anymore, is it? 646-652-4479. They've upped the ante nowadays, y'all. And the really sad thing about it is it's happening at younger and younger ages, where there was a particular story of a young boy who killed himself because of being bullied. And he couldn't have been more than 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? And when you talk about something, when you just say those words, again, if you're a parent and you're listening, think about if your child was no longer here on earth because of how they were being bullied by other people, how they felt, how they did not want to go to school because they knew that one particular person or a group of people were going to basically come at them in all kinds of different ways, whether it be verbally, physically, or both, mentally even. The stress and strain was so much that they say, you know what, I can't do this no more. And at that kind of young age, I'm not even sure how the concept of taking your own life could even happen, but it did. And it's happened a lot. And that's not cool to say a lot, but it has. So why is being a bully such a thing nowadays? And again, when you have the word cyberbully now, right? Like, what is it? What makes a person say, you know what, I'm so much better than you, I'm going to pick on you forever till you leave. We don't need you in this class. We don't need you in this hallway. We don't need you on the football field. We don't need you. We don't want you. What is it? What makes a person tick like that? Because it has to be something, right? Something inherent deep down. What is it? I remember a long time ago, let's see, junior high school. And it wasn't a bully situation, but someone was trying to goad me into a fight, basically. And up until that time, it had never come up before. You know, I'm just, being, cool, calm, collected Chris, right? As a young kid in junior high school, and the people who grew up with me through elementary, right, we get to junior high school together and stuff. But, of course, in junior high school, a lot of stuff changes, right? More people there in junior high than there was in elementary, right? So you got to learn new folks and all that kind of good stuff, right? But there was this one person. That for whatever reason, on this one particular afternoon, wanted to basically call me out. Now, again, this wasn't necessarily a bully situation, because up to that time, I was halfway kind of cool with the guy. Until I wasn't. And all of a sudden, there was these times where he would just try to, get under my skin or, whatever. And then finally, one day, one afternoon, he was just like, man, we're going to go. I can't remember the terminology way back when. Now, I have a good memory, but not that good. I can't remember the exact circumstances of the where and why and how and the reason and everything. But he just picked this particular spot. And I'm just there, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess so then if it's going to be like that. Tom, I'm like, well, why, though? I remember distinctly walking away. And he didn't walk after me or run after me or anything. He walked his separate direction. So I pretty much squashed it right then and there. Didn't talk to him for a while after that, of course. But that was that incident. Most people don't get away with it that easily, do they? Most people really have to confront people. And most people, at the end of the day, they actually have to fight. And sometimes they're fighting for their lives. We are a young person, that has to be scary. Problem also is sometimes parents don't really even believe it's happening. 646-652-4479. The child who is supposed to be protected by the parent up into a certain age, right, doesn't even believe the child is going through anything. Lots of times we'll denounce it so much to be like, well, it's your fault that you're being bullied. What in the world, right? Don't understand that. Can't understand that, can't you? But it happens. And it happens every day in every city, in every state, in every country in the world. And you see it on the news. You see it online. Again, most everybody now gets their news online. Facebook, Twitter, different means of social media, Instagram, and they see these things, and now it's gotten to the point, right, where a person is so desensitized by it, it's like, well, yeah, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. They just shrug their shoulders, right? But is that right? Again, think about a 5-year-old being bullied, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old, right? Think about how you would feel. Put yourself in their shoes. And are you just going to let it happen? Now, again, myself in school, I have pretty good, you know, cool relationships with most people. You know, of course, you had the knucklehead. You know, I didn't deal with the knuckleheads. Now, I was too smart back then to deal with the knuckleheads, right? But I was cordial enough with them so they didn't bother me. You know, they bothered the stupid people. You know, they bothered me. And through the years, of course, you work stuff out because, you know, it's like, well, you know, you make sure you don't go to wherever they're going and all that kind of stuff. But see, some people, they just don't, you know, think far enough ahead or whatever, right? But myself, is just a matter of if I start noticing certain people that I knew personally starting to get picked on, you know what I would do? I'd speak up. I'd say, hey, you know what? That's one of my friends. You need to leave him alone. I wasn't the biggest, baddest person in the world back then because I was, you know, really tall and thin back then, real skinny, okay? But I ain't going to just let people just hassle people for no reason. That's just crazy. And if it got worse, you know what I did? I went and got some of the let's see, what can I say? One of them might be listening. I got some of the guys of ill repute that I was good with to be like, hey, I need you to check on this because this is getting out of hand now. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be one of the football players, whatever. To be like, yo, I'm cool with this person. You need to be cool with this person too. Because otherwise, there's going to be consequences. Were you that person back in the day? Or did you just allow people to just get bullied? One of the reasons, being bullied is still a thing because it is allowed to happen. It can't be anymore. And especially nowadays, because, see, nowadays it's so heightened, especially in school. I'm going to tell you, I can't imagine being in school nowadays. I can't imagine being in a school where you have to have drills. You have to have active shooter drills. I still can't comprehend that. Even in my high school, where at the time you had a few quote unquote, I guess you could call them games, maybe kind of sort of really, maybe not really. 646-652-4479 is the number. Right now, my guest has not arrived as of yet, so I'm doing a little substitute. Could have done a completely different subject, but this subject was important, so I'm not doing that. I can't imagine being in school from first period, second period, third period, fourth period, fifth period, and sixth period, and one of those periods, you know, you're going to have to get down and lock the door and move over to this side of the room and all this time. That never happened. I'm trying to think in 4 years of high school, junior high school, elementary or whatever, to where any kind of a major incident of any kind to that level even happened. Pretty sure it happened. I remember a couple of fights in the lunchroom that I saw. I didn't partake, but I saw. I remember a fight happening across the street from our school one time. A little scuffle up again. That's about it, though, y'all. Like, it just wasn't that important back then. And if you did have to have a tussle, it was an actual fight. You didn't have guns and guns blazing or anything like that. That wasn't even a possibility. Not even knives. I mean, like, seriously, y'all, just for the fact that you get to the point where metal detectors are really, 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 really needed. I can't imagine going to school like that. You see what I'm saying? So for the fact that young people nowadays, that is part of their lives now, is sad in itself. But what makes it worse is that you don't know who's around you who might just, because they've been attacked verbally, mentally, physically over a period of time because of whoever they are, someone else don't like that, but their parents didn't choose to raise them properly, so they're just going to act any old kind of way. Finally, that person says, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to get something. I'm going to come back here. I'm going to start pulling the trigger. That's sad, y'all. For the most part, parents do a great job in teaching kids right and wrong to the best of their ability. But we know there's been some hits and misses out there, too. Right? It has to be cumulative. There has to be a cumulative effect to where from each stage, reminders are instilled, examples are given. No, every decade, every 20, 30 years, are, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes, but for the most part, things still stay the same. You treat others as you want to be treated, right? Being respectful, right? Not looking down on other people because of whatever reason. Even if you have a good excuse, you might not like a person, but you can still respect that person's space. You can respect what that person has to say. You might not like it, but you can still respect it. You're going to let them say it. That's part of it. Part of living. Everybody has a right to, you know, to live, right? But for whatever reason, some people still don't feel that everybody, you know, has a right to, you know, walk around. And they make it obviously apparent. And unfortunately, that happens with young people more so than not. I mean, again, I can't imagine being in elementary school and someone who's 6 years old coming to me at 6 years old talking about, well, I don't like you, and doing that every day for a whole school year. I can't, you see what I'm saying? I don't know what that's like. And it's sad that there's too many kids out there that do. What can be done to slow it down? What can be done to stop it? Again, with kids as a whole, you know, for the most part, kids, you know, they tend to stick together, right? Again, you have friends that you grew up with. They're lifelong friends, right? I know I got one friend who still calls me by my first name. He's the only one on the planet Earth that calls me by my first name, right? We all grew up together. Most of us grew up in the same neighborhood, give or take, a block or two, down the street or whatnot. Knew where people live, been in each other's houses plenty of times, right? That's one way, just a camaraderie of people that you know, and you sticking with those people for the most part. It's hard to get bullied singularly when you're with other people most of the time. Now, that's not possible all the time, of course, right? There's going to be times where you're going to be separate from people. But for the most part, if everybody stays in contact, it's hard for someone to single someone out. That's one way. Of course, parents, again, comes into play. Child, when your kid, son or daughter, whoever, comes to you with a matter at hand, you got to be ready. It can't be, I'm tired, let's talk about it tomorrow. It can't be that, even though it might be true, especially depending on how old they are. It can't be that. That happens way too much. Excuses are excuses. I'm sorry. It can't be that. It can't be viewed as frivolous, not a big deal. Ignore. I saw on social media how a young girl was trying to tell her mom that her mother's boyfriend was abusing her. And the mother wasn't having it. Mother didn't want to recognize it. Mother didn't want to accept it. None of it. Didn't want to acknowledge it. And if I'm not mistaken, went to the extreme of saying, well, if this happened, then it's your fault. That's crazy, don't you think? That's crazy talk. Unfortunately, it's reality for way too many. And for some, is too much. It's too much to the point where they don't want to be around, and that's scary. You've got to know, you have to recognize how bad off you have to feel to where you don't want to live anymore. That's the bad side of what, you know, being bullied gets you to that point, being attacked, being, you know, always having to argue, always having to fight, always having to react. You see what I'm saying? I use school as an example because that's where it's most prevalent at. Walking home from school. Back in the day when I was walking home from school, it used to be an adventure. It used to be fun. You see what I'm saying? Now, nowadays, technically, I don't even know how parents let their kids walk through school or walk home from school. I couldn't do it. If I had kids, I don't have kids yet. Hopefully, I will one day. I can't imagine how that happens. I just don't. Barely see how you let them get on the bus. Technically. But when I went to school, I never thought about someone following me for bad intentions. Never crossed my mind at 5 years old, walking up to elementary school, which was not, it was, I mean, literally it's up the block. Latchkey kid, y'all remember that? But nowadays, that's real life. You're literally running home. You can't get no ride. You miss the bus somehow. You're almost taking your life into your own hands as a young kid. And that's scary to say it, but it's true. In certain places, that's what it is. That's life. That's reality. And for some, the people who are supposed to be caring for them don't want to recognize it because they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to have to tough it out. That's the response that they get. Some people can only be a mechanism. There has to be a safety net. There has to be the will of the people around them, whether it be actual parents or grandparents or guardians, whatever. That has to be there. Of course, people around other people in general. Now, this is the real life aspect of it where you're just walking down the street minding your own doggone business and you see something happening. Now, yeah, you can say, well, dang, I won't jump into nothing, Chris, because, you know, they might have guns or knives or bats or whatever, right? But there's still things that you can do to alleviate a situation that shouldn't be happening. You know it shouldn't be happening. Even before maybe even escalates. I mean, sometimes you can tell to go down, right? I've seen plenty of social media pages where it looks like a fight is about to happen and cars pull up, start honking horns and stuff, drive on the side or whatever. Of course, you can always call law enforcement for what it is. You know, and that nowadays that's kind of a scary deal too, to an extent, depending where you are. But to do nothing is almost saying, well, I'm just going to absolve myself of the situation. And that can't be it either. 646-652-4479. I'm checking again. I scheduled this particular show for a certain length of time. Just on this kind of basis where they, you know, my guests did call in because I believe they're on the West Coast and maybe they might have gotten the East Coast, you know, time, you know, mixed up a little bit. It happens from time to time. But at the end of the day, I will reschedule and I'll make sure everybody knows when the reschedule happens because I really do want Ray Rakeups to be able to discuss the book Oil on the Incredible Dog. For the storyline and everything like that. But in the meantime, I still wanted to talk about this subject as far as bullying, and hopefully everybody is, have you ever been bullied before? Do you know people who've been bullied and they you know, have different experiences or they've been able to survive it, you know? Some people have not been able to, y'all. Some people, even if they don't, you know, in their own life, some end up in institutions of one sort or another because of the stress and strain, and it broke them, right? So do you have a personal experience? Feel free to call in. Feel free to message on the I didn't open up the chat. That's my fault. But you can leave a message on the Instagram page. I'm opening up the chat room now. So that you get 10, 15 minutes for the Shelfening Live. You can do that. I just launched the page. But you can also Instagram IMTN Worldwide Radio and leave a comment there as well. Okay. Do you have an experience, you know, that you would like to bring out, or, you know, an experience that you would like to share, or something that you have seen in the past? You know? Because this is a subject that really, again, if you're a parent especially, and you have kids, you know, or you had kids and maybe you just didn't think about it at the time. Maybe there was that conversation and you didn't think nothing of it at the time. But you got to remember, sometimes kids aren't the best, you know, at saying what they need to say to get a point across, right? Sometimes they're scared too. Sometimes they've been threatened so much on the basis of, well, you can't tell nobody, you know, to beat you up. Yeah, that's crazy, right? But that happened. You know, and the kid might be like, you know what, they'll be sneaky about it and be like, you know, they'll try to drop hints, and hopefully you can decipher it so they can't say that they actually told on someone else, right? They don't want to be a tattletale, right, depending on the age. You don't want to be a snitch, right, depending on the age, right? You don't want to be that person. But eventually, you know, again, parents, you got to be able to look through the signs. Friends of those who are going through some of these instances, you got to be able to see through the signs too. Sometimes you just got to step up and be like, hey, what's going on? Because you seem different. What's going on? Your attitude has changed. You know, what's going on? Right? Girl or guy, it doesn't matter. Both can get bullied. Again, different ways. It could be physically, it could be mentally. Right? Verbal abuse. Verbal abuse is damaging. You're getting told every day that you are no good, eventually you might believe it. It could change your whole outlook on life. You know, all of a sudden jobs that you probably should have gotten, you don't get. If you don't really think you're not that good, right? 646-652-4479. So, again, this was a subject that I really wanted to get some angles on. And again, this particular book, and the reason that this was interesting to me is because the first thing I saw was not the actual book. I actually saw a video intro for the publication that was just a little different. And so I was like, oh, okay, wow. So that's why I wanted to be able to have, you know, my guest on tonight. To really, you know, see how that person came up with this concept to address this subject in the first place. That's why I wanted, that's why I was, you know, actually kind of excited to, you know, have a chance to do it. But, I'll reschedule. It doesn't look like my guests are going to make it tonight. I apologize to everyone listening tonight live on Sheree's show tonight. But I still, hopefully, was able to kind of emphasize this particular topic. And again, I want to have another show to address it. There can be never enough shows to talk about it. Because again, whether or not you are an everyday regular person that is out there, maybe you're an athlete, maybe you're an accountant, maybe you're a doctor, you know, maybe you are, you know, hey, maybe you're in customer service. Maybe you are entertaining, right? Doesn't matter who you are. You see these things. If you're a parent, again, no matter how old your kid is, your child is, your young person, they'll be getting bullied. You can get bullied in college. Think about all the stuff that happened in college over the decade, really. What is it called? What is it called? It's called hazing. You see what I'm saying? And how many deaths have actually resulted from it? You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's another form of bullying at the end of the day. And it's acceptable. And again, that's what really messes it up for everybody, is that somehow or another it can be legitimized. It can be made to look, it's okay, it's a big deal. Everybody does it. Everybody goes through this. You guys are man up, you got woman up and take it. Sooner you realize that, the better. But again, at a certain age, you can't just like move out of town or anything like that. Good way. You're going to be there. So again, you have to be able to help other people. You can't just say, well, why don't they just help themselves? That's not good. Right? You're putting yourself as being part of the problem. Now, yeah, at a certain point, you hope that a person would, you know, stand up for themselves to an extent. But again, everybody's different. Everybody doesn't know they're being bullied. Everybody's a different individual, right? Some people see that kind of attention as something that they weren't getting somewhere else, right? So they don't think nothing of it sometimes. They'll brush it off, but they're just glad that somebody's even knowing that they exist, right? Think about kids that move from one school to another. You're the new person in the school. Nobody knows who you are, right? That's scary. I've never had that happen to me. You know, I never was in a school and then all of a sudden was taken out of school and went to a new one. Pretty sure that is not a good thing. You're leaving everybody that you've ever known ever, and you're going somewhere where nobody knows you and probably nobody's going to like you. That can't be true. Right? It's a subject, y'all, that we really, just ask everybody. Think about, consider, see what can be done, see how we can back each other up, and then do better. Because, again, young people, how can a 5-6-year-old really cope adult level? They can't. And if they're not getting any support, whether it be teachers, again, whether it be other friends, whether it be parents, especially grandparents, guardians, people in the community that you're supposed to be able to respect and trust to some kind of level? Is it just that everybody doesn't care? You get what I'm saying? Or what? And if something can be done, what is it? Other than some of the suggestions that I've put out. If you have a suggestion, please do this. Email me, chris@intnworldwide.com. And I'll label these questions for my guests when we do schedule. Or you can message on INTN Worldwide Radio. If you listen to the show, please send a message. Post it online, DM it, gather spot. Okay? Because I would like some suggestions. I would like to put out some stuff. Because, again, I'm going to do this topic again. I might actually do a podcast on this subject at a later date as well. But definitely I'm going to reschedule my guest tonight. Ray Rakeup, in her book and the book Oro the Incredible Dog, again, just the concept of I can't give it away. That's the thing. It's like without the guest being here, I don't want to really give it away, because again, I thought it was unique to address a topic like this. And there was other topics that they were going to be addressing in the book, but this the bully part was the one that stood out to me. And, again, I almost wanted to show y'all the video as well. I don't know if I'm going to post it, though, because I really didn't want to do that until I actually did the interview was done. So since this interview didn't happen tonight, again, I do apologize. It does happen from time to time that a guest isn't able to make their show, or their interview, I should say. But hopefully I did a decent job of substituting for them. In this particular case, and hopefully it made at least one person think, you know, maybe that they've been bullied, or maybe they've been the bully. I haven't even gone that way yet. You know, some of us might have actually been bullied and we didn't even know it, right? And again, it causes you to pause a little bit. Wow, did I call it? That's kind of scary. You know, so again, all of us have a part to play. We just have to be mindful of the things that we do, the things that we say, our actions. Definitely speak loud in words, right? So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. Again, I was excited about tonight's show. guess what? We're going to have another show in the very near future. I have a couple of other books to read, shows coming up. I already have some people wanting to book a show, so be looking out for some new shows in the very near future. Of course, if you are a woman, you're a girl, you're a lady, female, women to business, please, women in business, please listen to those shows, Women in Business. I just had the most recent one a couple of weeks ago featuring a young lady out of Atlanta, Georgia. She is a mother of three, allowing any excuses or obstacles to stop her from pursuing her dreams. Okay, so I would love for y'all to listen to that show. Maybe it'll inspire somebody. I don't know. Again, download the Spreaker app to your phone. It takes 5 seconds. And then you follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page. It takes maybe 15 seconds. And you can click on the shows page and go to all the women in shows, women in business shows from a year ago, as well as the most recent one that happened in January. Also, if you love sports, Around the ATL, it airs live every Tuesday. So check that show out. I had my first IMTN music show not too long ago featuring the artist out of Columbus, Georgia, named Steve Ross. I have a show called Top 5, which is a list show. Very soon, I will have a show. Actually, I'm going to give y'all a list. If I actually put together my next couple of shows for that one, the top five to have some shows where, one, the top five hip-hop verses to open a hip-hop song, the top five weekday action adventure shows, the top five Saturday morning cartoons. Y'all know y'all love some Saturday morning cartoons, right? The top five TV series that should have not been canceled, and the top five songs you can listen to in any decade. That's just a little sample of what's going to be coming as far as that particular show. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up, y'all. So definitely, you know, tune in, listen in, call in as usual. Again, thanks to those who are listening to me live on Blog Talk Radio right now. I really appreciate that. Of course, follow on Instagram, as I mentioned, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Also, remember, exactly this week, what I'm doing right now for those who are trying to pursue or even a business owner, you still don't have any proof that you are a business owner or a talent. So Black History Month, let me know what your budget is, and I'll see what I can do for you for your budget. Okay? So that's pretty cool, because I could just tell you regular price, and I'm not going to do that this week. All right? So rather than me giving you a price, I'm going to let you give me your price, and I'll let you know what I can do. And then if you want a little bit more, hey, guess what? We'll work from there, right? So we're going to work that out. So again, if you need portfolios, you need headshots, you need business photos, you need an EPK if you're a musician, electronic press kit, that's what that's happening. You need a monologue reel created. You need video. You need documentation of any kind. You need a website, all that kind of good stuff to say, hey, I am available. I have a service or product that I believe is viable out there, or I'm a talent. I deserve to be booked, right? Eventually, you have to prove that amongst all the competition out there. Otherwise, you're just fine. So, again, you can email me, chris@imtnworldwide.com. You can go to my Instagram page for my business, IMTN Worldwide. You can go to the website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and check me out there as well. That being said, y'all, that's going to do it for tonight. Again, I hate that my guest wasn't able to make it. I will find out soon when I'll be rescheduling her. Again, my guest was going to be Ray Rakeups, and the book was called Oro, the Incredible Dog, and the subject was bullying. But hopefully I was able to, and hopefully someone maybe kind of learned a little something, thought about something, maybe can help someone else who they know might see something, or if they do see something, maybe they'll be able to stop it. So hopefully I help on that little accord. Appreciate the support as usual, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all have a great weekend. Y'all take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you.